I'm gonna try to aim it straight for the hole.
Hydrologist Kevin Blackwood and East Central University undergrad Lindsay Thompson descend about 30 feet into a cave system through nothing more than a small fissure in the ground. The Arbuckle Mountains area is littered with sinkholes and cuts in the earth just like this one, among vast stretches of limestone outcrops.
I can't believe how clear that is.
Oh, yeah.
Like, how deep do you think that is?
We estimated 15, but it magnifies because of the water.
At the bottom, the pure, crystal-clear water of the Arbuckle-Simpson Aquifer.
The water is so blue down there.
The State Water Resources Board estimates Oklahoma sits atop more than 300 million acre-feet of groundwater, and no other state has more man-made lakes. With all that water, is it possible Oklahoma has a water surplus, even during this drought?
It depends on how you define surplus.
J.D. Strong is the director of the Oklahoma Water Resources Board, which approves water use and storage permits.
It is the case that the way in which we calculate that water available for permitting, there is still a lot of water available on an average annual basis for us to permit that's not spoken for right now.
Both North Texas and Oklahoma City are growing and are thirsty for southeastern Oklahoma's water, but the sale and control of it are issues tied up in court. American Indian tribes lay claim to much of the water based on the 1830 Treaty of Dancing Rabbit Creek and filed a lawsuit to block its transfer to other areas. State Impact reached out to Choctaw tribal officials, but a gag order is in place while litigation continues. But even Strong isn't for selling water to Texas.
You know, I think folks, especially at this point in time, are more focused and interested on making sure we take care of the long-term needs of Oklahomans before we worry about sales to out-of-state entities.
And it's the long-term that has water experts, like the University of Oklahoma's Jonathan Gourley, concerned.
You know, the Water Resources Board puts out some probabilities where we may have some shortages, and it's basically more problematic in the west and the southwest than it is in the east.
Climate projections for Oklahoma over the next century show slightly increasing temperatures and droughts that are more frequent and longer lasting.
I think we ought to hang on to what we've got and figure out the best ways to keep it and store it for droughts, do some drought and sustainability and management for times like these.
Oklahoma is in a relatively good situation with its water supply. But still, most of the state's water isn't where most of the state's people and agricultural operations are. Southeast Oklahoma has the state's most surface water, along with the highest poverty rates. And that has some counties looking at turning their liquid assets into cash and a solution to their current economic problems. For State Impact, I'm Logan Layden.